Thank you, Dean. We're going to see four pieces tonight, all kind of united together, introducing the first of our tripartite themes this year, science, industry, and education. I'll talk more about that in the morning, but essentially one of the reasons that these three themes were chosen was because even as early as 2 years ago, when people started to propose ideas and things to show, these were the types of materials which were coming to the fore. People had some great ideas, and there were some new ideas brewing around all three of these categories. So the concept of technology is old and new is an important thing that perhaps ties all three of those together. So we've entitled tonight's series of films, The Fantomatic Technologies. The first film that we'll see has a connection to the history of the birth of cinema in a genre called the phantom ride through train travel films, and the obvious reason for tying it to the last film, The Phantom of the Operator, which we'll see at the closing. So I want to introduce the filmmaker, whose film we will see in glorious 35mm in just a moment. Bill Morrison has been to all five Orphan Film Symposia, has presented films, new films, at each of those as well, and has, as far as I can tell, at almost everyone, come up with a seed of a new idea, which by the time the next symposium rolled around, he had a new stunning creative piece to work. He works extensively doing research here on campus with the great USC News Film Library collections. And the piece you're going to see tonight is a new film that he made, and we're very pleased to have it here in its full-fledged 35mm widescreen form. But there's also a story to tell about how it is connected to what happened at the last symposium in this very room 2 years ago. So please welcome Bill Morrison from New York City, USA.
So I'm batting leadoff tonight. I got to get on base. So Nico DeClercq showed us across the Brooklyn Bridge at the last Orphans 4, and a bunch of people I talked to on the way home or a few days later were like, how about that, across the Brooklyn Bridge? And as Dan mentioned, I come here something as a speculator, you know. And I said, I got to buy that film. So I wrote Nico, and Netherlands Film Museum had done the restoration. The BFI was handling the licensing of it. And they sent me, the Across the Brooklyn Bridge was an 1899 film, American Mutoscope and Biograph, not surprisingly taken across the Brooklyn Bridge, mounted on the front of a trolley going over the Brooklyn Bridge. And for those of you who don't know, there is no longer a trolley going over the Brooklyn Bridge. So it was something of a sight to see this approaching wrought iron lattice work and then to be immersed in it. So it was a 68mm film originally, and for those of you who don't know, there also is no means to project 68mm films. So Netherlands Film Museum's work was to reduce it to 35, and we were fortunate enough here to be among the first American audiences anyway to see the restored print last time. And so what arrived in my door one day was this 35mm print. And I digitized it to start working with it. And as I started playing with it, I noticed some stunning coincidences, and that is that if you started this film going from front to back, that is from Manhattan to Brooklyn, and then reversed it from Brooklyn to Manhattan, you would reach that wrought iron lattice work at precisely the same frame, which seemed like too good a coincidence to let pass. So I was inspired by Ken Jacobs' film, Georgetown Loop, which was also a split-screen diptych, and I started to play in that tradition with this stuff. And I also noticed that between the two towers of the bridge, that was precisely 25% of the running time of one trip, and so that allowed me to make loops that allowed me to do overlays. So that's a lot of talk for an 8.5-minute silent film, so I'll get off and see you guys throughout the... It's great to be here, and I want a big shout-out to James Bond doing our projection this week.